Hey friends, and welcome to episode 27 of the Save the Sam podcast. I'm so excited to be back with you. I took a nice 1 month long hiatus because me and my family moved from New Orleans, Louisiana to Ohio. So it's been quite the transition, but I am glad to be back with you ladies this month, the month of September. So this month, we're actually going to jump right in full-fledged to the type of mom we want to be. And of course, we all want to be that lovely Proverbs 31 mama, right? So we're going to dive in there. And our title for this series is P31 Mama, She Fears the Lord. And for episode 27, we're going to do like we always do per usual. And that's we're going to have 5 points on this topic of she is trustworthy. This is a major topic in a home of any kind, whether that be a stay-at-home mom or a single mom or, you know, whatever the family structure is, trustworthiness is very, very important. One thing I want us to remember is that our kids will likely trust us even if we aren't trustworthy, and our husbands want to trust us, so don't blow it, right? God has a lot to say about trustworthiness, and as we look into Proverbs 31, Proverbs 31, 10 through 15 kind of dives in more about this. And before we talk about that specific part of scripture, we're going to talk about what it means to be a woman that fears the Lord. So Proverbs 31, 30 says, "Charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised." In a society where our looks mean everything and what we can do measures how valuable we are, this is major. And so this is why the topic of being a Proverbs 31 woman was so important for me to talk about this month, because as we go out into new seasons and do new things, this is something that's very important for us to remember and have as a solid ground for each of us when we're embarking on motherhood or womanhood altogether, that charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. So as always, God's kingdom looks a little upside down in comparison to the kingdom of the world. What he says is valuable is likely not going to be what the world says is valuable, and vice versa. So to fear the Lord is to be praised. This is the basis that we're starting on in this topic, she is trustworthy. Now, let's dive into our scripture for today's topic. Proverbs 31, 10 through 15 says, "An excellent wife, who can find her? She is far more precious than jewels. The heart of her husband trusts in her, and he will lack no gain. She does him good and not harm all the days of her life. She seeks wool and flax and works with willing hands. She is like the ships of the merchant. She brings her food from afar. She rises while it is yet night and provides food for her household and portions for her maidens." Wow, this woman is wise, right? And she can be trusted to provide, to do much. Let's go ahead and get some word nerdiness going on this morning or this afternoon or whatever time you're logging in and listening to this podcast. Trustworthy means able to be relied on as honest or truthful. So trustworthiness means reliability. So if we are women who can be relied on, we are women who are trustworthy. She is trustworthy. So our first point of the day is, what does God have to say about being trustworthy? Obviously, God is truth, and so truthfulness is very important to him. And we're going to see what that looks like in scripture form. So we're going to look first in John 4:24. And John 4:24 says, "God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." So even our worship needs to be done in truth. So I'm sure that God wants us to start there. And it's very, very, very important to him that we are women who operate in truth and trustworthiness. Let's check out what Proverbs 12 has to say about how God feels about truth and trustworthiness. Proverbs 12:19 says, "Truthful lips endure forever, but a lying tongue is but for a moment." Gosh, that means that it's not lasting, right? And Proverbs 12:22 says, lying lips are an abomination to the Lord, which is opposite, but those who act faithfully are his delight. So when we operate in trustworthiness, we are actually delighting ourselves in the Lord, and we are a delight to him. So operate in trustworthiness. So why is it important though? Why is this such an important, valuable asset to be a woman of God? Well, it's because truth and trustworthiness sets a foundation for functioning in your family. If your kids can't trust you, well, guess what? They won't rely on you for much, even though most kids are trusting you, even if you're not trustworthy. But earn that trustworthiness within your children. If your family can't put their trust in you, then there will be an atmosphere of insecurity in your home. And that is the last thing you want. You don't want your husband to come home and not know whether he'll eat or if he can trust that you'll even be there. And your kids want to be so reliant on you, and that brings security to them. Trust brings safety. We have to do what we have to do to secure that for our kids, because if they're not safe at home or they don't feel safe at home, then they'll be insecure in so many other ways. Think about it. We put our trust and hope in the Lord because he's able to be trusted. The same way for our children and our families. If they can't trust us, then they will lack to put their trust in us. And everybody wants to be trusted. No one wants to just feel like they can't be trusted in any which way. So this is something you have to actively work toward. It's not easy, and we have to actually be diligent in meeting the standard. Point number three, she can be trusted. This is elaborative on what we're talking about today. So how can she be trusted? If she keeps her words true, if her word matches what she does. So do what you say. Is that simple, right? Do what you say, and teach your family and your children to do the same. Someone who can be trusted is someone who does what they say and means what they say. Like the word says, let your yes be yes and your no be no. That's exactly what it means. Let your yes be yes and your no be no. If you say you're going to do something, do it. Unless it's an emergency situation, do it. And point number four, she does good. This is very important because you want people to know, hey, she can be trusted with my heart, and to not be judgmental. So stop nagging, be kind, full of grace and understanding. People want to know that they can trust you with their failures as well as their successes, especially your kids. They don't want to know, hey, every time I fail, that mom is going to like get down on me and not understand where I'm coming from. They don't want that. And you want to act in kindness and serve everything on a platter of grace. Kids fail. Husbands fail. We fail. So when we interact with people with grace, that gives them the ability to grow through that failure and not live a life of regret. So serve your kindness on a platter of grace, and you can be trusted with their hearts, right? That's where we want to land with our families. We do not want to leave them in a place of disgruntledness or regret, or make them feel like what they are doing is not good enough and that it'll never be good enough, or even that they don't know, they can't trust you with something as little as their opinion. So we have to be very, very mindful of that. And our last point of the day, she rises and provides. Be actively ready. Do not be a lazy mama. Sometimes we have a tendency to lean on what we've already done and not do new things. We have to learn to be actively ready for whatever's coming our way. This is hard because this takes much planning. As I'm speaking about this right now, I just finished being overwhelmed with homeschooling and thinking about all the different points and parts that come with that. And you know what? If I learn to be more actively ready, then I can provide in the areas that need to be provided. And if we do more getting up and rising, like it says in Proverbs 31 about rising and providing, if we do more rising, it'll be easier for us to provide. Your kids and your husband need to know that they can rely on you for what they need that they're supposed to get from you. Obviously, you're not going to be their end all to everything that they need, but they should be able to rely on you to step into the role that you've taken. Though you're not the provider, you know, only God is the provider, you are a provider for your family. And so take honor in that and be full of pride in that, and be proud of the fact that you are that person for your family. They rely, that they can rely on you, and they put their hope and their trust in the things that you do for them. So take lots of honor in that space, because that's just for you. What you give to them, only you can give to them. So do it. Give them what you can give to them. They want you. They don't want some version of you that you've created in your mind or some other mama. They want the one that God has given to them. Today's takeaway: trustworthiness is sacred and safe. Wow. These are heavy words we talked about today. And I know I said the word trust and truth and trustworthiness a lot. However, that's how important it is for us to have these things in our families and to strive to be these women of God, because our families need us and the world need us as moms to produce generations that will live God's truth. In that way, more generations will live God's truth, right? Amen. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you that you provide truth for us so that we can live in trustworthiness. Lord, you are so trustworthy. Lord, we ask that you would pour over us your character so that we can be trusted and that our families can rely on us for what you've created us to be. God, we thank you for trusting us with our families. We thank you for giving us more than we could ever need or desire. And we know that you have more in your hand for us. So we ask that you would prepare us and give us what we need to do what you've called us to do. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, girls, I am so grateful to have you back with me this month and for this series, She Fears the Lord. And I am excited about next week, episode 28, when we talk about she is a hard worker and prepared. So get your mind ready. Go back through this podcast, listen to it again, and check out the notes, and be that trustworthy mama I know you can be. Have a great day.